أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فأتت به قومها تحمله، قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the moment when the signs of pregnancy became apparent on Maryam alayhi salam. And she understood that she could no longer remain within her community. She proceeded towards a remote area. And over there, she started experiencing labor pains, which drove her to a certain point. We spoke of how Jibreel alayhi salam then instructed her to shake, after giving birth, of course, to shake the trunk of the palm tree so that fresh fruit may fall beside her. She may consume that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided her with fresh drinking water as well. And she was overtaken with sadness and grief because she knew what the outcome of this would be once she returns to her community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Jibreel alayhi salam, instructed her not to be sad and that she should take the child and proceed towards her people. And if she were to encounter any human being, then she should tell them that she is observing a fast of silence for the sake of Allah. And she should not communicate directly with any person. Allah speaks of the moment now when she comes back to her community. Picture this, scene. Maryam alayhi salam, a teenager, a young girl who comes from a very, very pious family, who was dedicated and given over to Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid al-Quds, from the time she was a young child. She comes back into the community carrying a young infant child. According to Mufassirin, she remained in that remote area after giving birth for a period of 40 days until the end of the postnatal bleeding. So she continued eating of the provision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had provided her with. After 40 days, she comes walking into the community. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ. Allah gives us a vivid and clear description. Allah said, she came with him, carrying him to her people. She was carrying him. According to many Mufassirin, the child was breastfeeding at that time when she walked with the baby into the community. Can you imagine the fear, the apprehension, the nervousness? What must have been going through her mind at that moment when she walked with the baby into the community? They all gathered around her. They probably were wondering where Maryam alayhi salam is. So the moment she walks into the community, people spot Maryam alayhi salam, but she's not alone. She's carrying an infant child. So the entire community, they gather around her and they all stand around her. Without asking her for any explanation, immediately they start casting criticisms against her and they start taunting her and they start hurling abuses at her. قَالُوا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they said to her, يَا مَرْيَمْ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. O Maryam, you have come with something very, very serious. شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. فَرِيًّا means something that's monstrous. What you have committed and what you have done, this is something completely unexpected of you, O Maryam. This is something very grave. يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا. Then they say, O sister of Harun. Why have they addressed her as the sister of Harun? Two explanations are given. One is that this is a metaphorical term used for her. يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ. Obviously, if it is referring to Harun alayhi salam, the brother of Musa alayhi salam, then we know Harun alayhi salam passed away centuries before Maryam alayhi salam, many, many years before Maryam. So why are they referring to her as the sister of Harun? Mufassirin explained that this was common in the Arabic language or amongst the Arabs, and today also you find it, that if amongst your ancestors there was a noteworthy person, a person of high standing, a very pious person, then they would attribute you to that person in the lineage amongst your ancestors. And Maryam alayhi salam was from the lineage of Harun alayhi salam. So they are reminding her of her lineage. You come from such a pure and such a noble lineage, O sister of Harun. That's one interpretation. The second interpretation, that Harun over here is not referring to Harun alayhi salam, but Maryam alayhi salam had a brother by the name of Harun. And he was a very pious person. And he came, obviously, he was a person who enjoyed a high standing within the community, just like his father Imran. So it is referring to him. So they said to her, Ya Ukht Harun, O sister of Harun, Ma kana abuk imra'a saw. Your father was never an evil man. Remember, her father was Imran, alayhi salam. Her father was the imam of the community, the imam of Al-Quds, the masjid in Jerusalem. So your father was never an evil man. Wama kanat ummuki baghiya. Never was your mother an unchaste woman. Mufassirin explains, and Mufti Shafi Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, he draws our attention to an important point here, that immediately they started speaking about the shame she brought upon her family. So that person who comes from a very good home and who has a very righteous father and who has a very pious mother, for him or for that person to commit a crime is far worse than any other person committing a crime, because of the bad name and because of the shame that you bring upon a family of righteousness and piety. And that is why, what did they say? Your father, immediately they started speaking of her father, who her father was and who her mother is. Your father was never a man of evil, nor was your mother an unchaste woman. Now remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed her through Jibreel alayhi salam not to utter a word. So what did she do? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She made isharah to the baby child. She pointed to the baby child. As she was carrying, she pointed to the baby child, instructing them to direct all their questions to the baby child and not to speak to her. So they understood that she was observing a fast of silence. So when she pointed towards the baby child, that speak to him, don't speak to me. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. They said, how do you expect us to speak to a baby child who is still in the cradle? How are you asking us to speak to this child? Maryam, what's wrong with you? How can we speak to this baby child who is still in a cradle? قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. The first miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Isa alayhi salam to perform was to utter and to speak while he was a child, 40-day-old child, and he spoke clearly, loudly, so that the entire community could hear what he had to say. The moment they taunted her, she, what did he say? قال إني عبد الله. Mufassirin explained, he left the breast of his mother, he turned towards the left side, he looked at his community, he lifted up his little index finger, and what did he say? Inni Abdullah, I am the slave of Allah. And look at how he introduces himself to the world as Abdullah, the slave of Allah. He did not even say Rasulullah. What did he say? Abdullah. So already the future allegation that will be made against him is eliminated, where people will refer to him as the son of Allah. So the very first statement he uttered is that, I am the abd of Allah. I am the slave of Allah. Atani al-kitab. Allah has given me the book. What does it mean? Allah has given me the book. He's still an infant child. No book was given to him. The gospel or the Injil, the New Testament was not given to him as yet. But every Nabi received prophethood at the age of 40. So why? What does this mean that he has given me the book? Ulmaya and Fasirin explained that he's speaking of the future privileges that he will enjoy. He's speaking already of his prophethood during his infancy. And in Arabic, we use a past tense verb when we wish to speak of something in the future to denote its definiteness. If something's definitely going to happen, then you use a madi, a past tense verb, even though you are speaking of something in the future. Atani al-kitab, he has given me the book. Waja'alani nabiyya, and he has already made me a nabi, meaning in the future he will definitely appoint me as a prophet. Waja'alani mubarakan, and he has made me mubarakan, a blessed individual. Aynama kuntu, wherever I will be, I will bring blessings to whoever is with me and around me. Wa awsani bis salah, he speaks about the importance of salah. Allah has enjoined upon me the prayer. Wa zakah, and he has enjoined upon me the zakah, the payment of zakah, charity, ma dumtu hayya, for as long as I live. Wa barram bi walidati, and he has instructed me to be kind, loving, compassionate and faithful towards my mother. Wa lam yaj'alni jabbaran shaqiyya, he has not made me oppressive, nor has he made me a wretched, ill-fated person. Wassalamu alayhi, may peace be upon me. Yawma wulidtu wa yawma amut, the day I was born and the day I shall die. Wa yawma ub'athu hayya, and the day I shall be resurrected living once again. May Allah grant us the understanding.